Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to hour number two of Around the House with Eric G. Thanks for listening. We are live this Saturday afternoon. If you're just joining us, you missed hour number one, but don't fear. It's going to be up on a podcast just after this hour is done. And if you're listening on the podcast, thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of our 90,000 listeners that we've had to our podcast. So pretty excited. Thanks, everybody. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
We're having fun in here on a Saturday afternoon. We want you to join us in the conversation. 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595.
And if you're listening on the podcast, save that number. Give us a call. This next Saturday between 12 and 2, we'll be here.
Pacific Standard Time. We're West Coasties out here, so just listen to that. Pacific Time, noon to 2. I want you in the show. So, no excuse now.
No. Give us a call.
Give us a call. We want you in the conversation as well. All right, everybody. We're going to talk about some different things right now that we haven't talked to about in a while. You've heard us talk about technology with different experts we've had this year, but I really wanted to talk about hot new products and trends going into next year, considering that's, well, next week for us.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things coming up that I think that are going to make things better and easier for us out there. For contractors, for instance, there has been a long time coming, a big problem of tools getting stolen. I mean, it's an issue. If they leave them on the job site, they're gone. You know, they're gone out of the back of the pickup, the trailer gets stolen, whatever. There are solutions for you people out there that are listening to the show, that work in the trades. Companies like, Milwaukee's got their One Key, which is awesome. What this is it's in the chip inside the tool, so it's not something that's on the outside. And it is literally a Bluetooth-type thing that you can shut your tool down. So you can set up a geofence around your house or your job site or wherever you want to. If that tool goes outside of that area, it will sit there and warn you. It'll text you, hey, your drill just headed off. Now you can try to find it. But the cool thing with that is you can actually sit there with your phone and go, hey, oh no, somebody stole my tool, off. And you could brick it.
So that thing's worthless.
It's worthless. But then you know what happens. Somebody goes, oh, I got this nice Milwaukee tool. It's not working. I bet it's defective. I bet they'll give me a new one. So they go into the Milwaukee service center and they put it on their thing. And, hey, let's see what's going on. And they look at it and they go, oh, this was Mr. Smith's construction tool, not yours, man. It's reported stolen. You get your tool back. So they've recovered tens of thousands of tools that way. And you can also could do a lot of things with controlling it, too. So you can control the output of the tool. You can, if you're cutting steel with a blade, you could actually change the variable speed on that. So there's a lot of different things with technology. You're seeing that now with, I think Bosch is coming out with it, if they haven't already. And then I know they've got something similar for DeWalt as well. So these kind of things are becoming more and more important. And you're just seeing people now not steal those brands of tools. They're not becoming as a hot item as they used to be.
And I'm sure as time goes on, more of these tool companies are going to be adopting this kind of technology, and hopefully we can make stolen tools a thing of the past.
That would be awesome, because there's so many I don't know how many times a year that I see Habitat for Humanity gets their tools stolen every year, and I love those guys, but man, those guys get stuff taken so many times a year. I can't tell you how many times a truck or a tool or all their tools get hacked out of there. You know, Girls Build lost theirs just last year. So it's one of those things that if we can do more of that, we're just a lot better off.
Absolutely.
So that's one of those technology things, I think, for everybody that's going to help out just a little bit. The more we can cut that down, the more we can keep people working.
Absolutely.
You know, hard to be working out there in the trades doing that. So one of the things that I'm going to see, that I know we're going to see this next year, and I'm already seeing it now, is these home technology is becoming more interconnected, where you're going to see things working better, a lot better this year. That's one of my complaints for 2017 into 2018, is that not everybody played well together in the same sandbox. You'd have, okay, this app will only work with this. This will only work with the app. So I had 5 or 6 apps on my phone. Now we're getting into things where things are going to start working together, and you're going to have hubs that will actually control everything from a one-stop location.
Now, from what I remember with our talk with Bill Sickens a few weeks ago, it's a lot of it has to cooperate, and a lot of them, like if you're an Apple user, you're going to want to look at Apple products because you want to be able to use it with your phone. It's the same thing with Samsung as well. So it's really a compatibility, I'm hoping, for this next year.
It's going to be a lot better. Yeah, you're going to see a lot better of that with that compatibility, so you can see things working. And that's going to make things a lot easier, because I'll be honest, I want to have one app that I can control my lights, my garage door opener, my sprinkler system. I want to have one stop location where I can just get in there and not have to go digging through my phone looking for something. That's just me. The more we can keep that easier, the better off we are. You're going to see, in transitioning into that, you're going to see things as well that you're going to have more control over your utilities and some preventative control over stuff too. Like, for instance, right now I've got a couple years ago, I did a thing on that Ratio sprinkler timer.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is a Bluetooth sprinkler timer. The new ones now come out with it goes in line of your main water line. It'll tell you if you have a leak. It'll warn you if you have a leak. It'll tell you, hey, wait a minute, you got a slow leak going. You need to look it up. It can save you a ton of water and remind you that you've got some kind of problem someplace. And so you put that sensor in, hook it into that, and all of a sudden you've got that control at your fingertips. And they have some other stuff out there as well for electricity where you can actually hook this into your panel. It'll start telling you where your power bleeds are, where you're losing electricity.
Oh, wow.
So if you've got, you know, some TV in your house that's just draining electricity, or a video game system that's on that's really getting you, it'll know what that is and remind you that you could save $10 a month if you controlled this and unplugged it.
Paid a little bit more attention.
Yeah. So I like that, because that's saving money. You know, anytime you can do that is going to be saving money. Just as you're going to see another one here before we go out to break, you're going to see appliances on the technology side be more interconnected. You're going to see, you know, your dishwasher will start giving you information on when it's done. You're going to see, I mean, that stuff's out now, but you're going to start to see a lot more of that, where you can literally control your oven from work.
You got a roast going?
Yeah, you got a roast going. You can sit there and have it in there. You know, you're going to see more of this stuff going. I would not be surprised to see in the future, and I'm going to be going down to working with Jen R and some in February. I'm going to be going down to California to play with their new technology stuff, so I'll give you some feedback on that. That'll be a fun trip, but we're going to be talking a lot about technology with that. I think you're going to start seeing where you can put that roast in an oven one of these days. It's going to be refrigerated to keep it at the right temperature, and then you'll be able to cook that.
Without even being there?
Yeah. You'll be able to cook it while you're at work. I think that's the way things are going to go. You're going to see things more ready for technology and to be able to control it to make things easier. We're not ready for Jetsons or Star Trek yet, but we're getting there.
I was going to say, my only issue on that would be fire safety.
Yeah. You got to keep in track of that stuff. But if it knows there's a fire going on, it'll probably shut itself off too.
There we go.
So that's what that is. 503-417-9595. Give us a call. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday afternoon. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
We're having a great time in here, and this is what we do every Saturday. We just look forward to this day because we get to have some fun with you guys out there. By the way, it's rainy season if you didn't figure it out. For leaky basement issues, call Western Construction Systems. Get a free estimate. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that is CCB number 94222. Thanks to Western for being one of our show sponsors all year long. That keeps us with the lights on in here, it keeps this show rocking and rolling, so we really appreciate it. Hey, let's run out here to Bill in Salem, welcome to Around the House.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I got a question. I'm a renter, and I recently had a new meter and panel, fuse panel, put in my apartment, and updated because you know it needed it.
Yep.
But I noticed that they only put 10 amp breakers in, and I'm always blowing now, whereas I didn't so much before. Now it's like once a day I'm blowing a breaker, and I know it's due to the wiring because things dim when other things come on inside the apartment. If I'm using a tool, the RPMs will go down on a tool if the refrigerator comes on or something else comes on.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got some serious electrical issues in there because, yeah, if you're, that's how you burn out tools. That's how stuff starts to fail if you're, you know, giving it less power than what it's requiring.
Should I be worried about a fire or anything?
You know, I'd be worried about everything with that. You just don't know what's really the cause of it, whether if it's a loose connection in the new panel that was put in, that could cause a fire, absolutely. You know, do you have some other issues in there? Sure. I would give your landlord a call and make sure they get that and just say, hey, I've got real big power problems in here, and get them to come out and take a look at it. Make sure you're there when the electrician's there, and make sure that you're there for that so you can kind of tell them exactly what's going on. Because if you're kicking breakers, if you're kicking breakers, then you've got bigger problems.
Yeah, I'm sure it's known that the wiring is not up to code.
Well, here's the thing. If they went out and replaced the panel in there and they got an inspection done on it, they would have had to look at some of those things. So it might not be wiring. It could be connections. You could have a couple different things in there. But nonetheless, I'd make sure and call your landlord right away to get that electrician back out there to make sure that panel gets taken a look at and make sure you've got, because if you're kicking breakers, then you've got bigger problems.
Why would you put 10 amp breakers in anyway?
Well, depending on how big that panel is, if they only think that circuit is going to be, if they want to limit that, because if you've got a 60 amp box in there, for instance, they're not going to put 860 amp breakers in there, 820 amp breakers in there for your outlets and lights and stuff. So they have to limit that to what that is. So they're trying to limit you down to whatever that panel is rated at, so you don't overcook that panel and the wiring coming to it.
Yeah, my neighbor's got 20s, and I got 10s, and I blow a breaker every day.
Yeah, that's not good. So, yep, I'd give him a call, have him come out and take a look at it. You've got some serious problems there, and I don't want to see you have any big problems.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Bill. Thanks for listening to Around the House. That's a good one right there. I mean, that's that is one of those things that you got to be really careful with. And when in doubt, call the electricians in. And it's always tough when you're a renter, too. You don't want to be the squeaky wheel. But if you've got something going there with that, man, I'd call the landlord and make sure. And like I said, they put those 10-amp breakers in there to probably limit what you've got
There's
going on.
There's probably a reason. Yeah,
there is. All right. Hey, let's talk to EJ in Dallas, Oregon.
Hey, how's it going, Eric?
Good, man. What can I help you with today?
Hey, looking at smart switches.
All right.
I've been playing around with these smart, you know, the smart switches and smart plugs.
Sure.
From E-Tech City. Mm-hmm. And I've installed one upstairs in a room, and then I ran into an issue where they don't make a three-way switch.
Yep.
That's smart. And I'm trying to get, you know, the best information I can on what kind of a three-way switch to put in, what brand, you know, what I need to do and to be able to get a three-way smart switch.
So I have that in my kitchen. I played with that because I had a three-way switch. I did the Lutron system.
Lutron, okay.
And I did that. Now, here's the thing. It's kind of funny. What you end up doing is putting a remote on one side with that. So you're kind of not making the three-way. You're putting the switch on the one side, but on your other control side, your three-way,
uh-huh.
They actually have a remote that goes in there instead that snaps in and looks just like a switch, but it runs off of that there, but it still works as a three-way. You can turn that on from two different locations.
Okay. And you just pick that up, like, online, or do you pick that up?
I grabbed mine. To be honest, I grabbed mine at the Big Orange store. I went to Home Depot and got it off the shelf there.
Okay.
I just wanted to try it out, and I've had it for about a year now. It's worked flawlessly, not a single issue.
No, that's a Wi-Fi switch, too, where you can control it from your phone.
Yep, I can mess with the kids. It's in my kitchen when the girls are in there. We got teenage girls in the house. When they're in there watching scary movies, I'm upstairs watching TV, and I'm flickering the lights and doing everything I can down there to make it part of the experience.
That's awesome. Perfect. Okay. Sounds great, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling into Around the House.
Hey, you bet. Thanks again.
Thanks.
I love that story.
I like messing with them. I've done that before. You know, you sit there and you got the little dimmer switch on it, and you can just kind of hear them getting freaked out. Then you start hitting that. It works out good. That's the nice thing with technology. So, but that goes back to our discussion earlier, though, is that I got to work on, that's my kind of my next few days of working together, putting a hub together and that kind of stuff, starting to get it. I've got all these different technologies, but none of them are talking together, and I've got to really put a better system in. I'll probably go Apple because I have Apple iPhone. Everything else, and why not?
I mean, yeah, exactly. You want it to be compatible. You want to be able to work.
So I like to test things out before I talk about them here. I got that Ratio sprinkler timer. Great example. They didn't pay me a dime. I picked it up and I wanted, okay, what's this thing do?
Check it out.
I want to make sure this thing works. I've had plenty of technology that doesn't work very well, and you don't hear me talk about it on the radio because I want to see if it works or not. And if it works, great. I took back two different systems for that light controller. To run this is not going to work. I don't like this. This is goofy. No. And I finally found one that worked that I was happy with, and that's the Lutron system, and it's working great.
That was the third one you tried?
It was the third one I tried. There were two other ones that I'm like, oh, this is hokey or just didn't seem to work right. So I haven't gone around and done any more in the house yet just because I wanted to try that one out and just haven't had time. I'm working on other projects. But that's one of those things that you really kind of have to take some time and plan out. And I wanted to make sure before I bought more that it was going to work with my hub system, because if I want to replace one switch, great. If I got to do a dozen, now I'm pretty upset.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't work well.
No.
So anyway, that's that technology stuff that we were talking about as far as our hot new products. And I want to talk about it before we go out to break here, but I want to talk about televisions, because this is going to change everything coming up. With televisions, we're going to have a problem with content. And we're going to have a problem with televisions themselves and your internet suppliers, because that's going to be a big, big, big problem. So let's talk about that when we come back, because this is going to be the new game that we're going to have to be careful with, because there's about 10 different ways we can get burned. 513-417-9595, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Obviously delaminating, it's that siding no one wants to have, so
I'm you still might not be getting it. When was the house built?
It's a 70s house. It's a split level. It's
okay,
25 square feet, you know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, you know, what they did traditionally for waterproofing. So sometimes a lot of that, they just put some felt down behind it, which isn't horrible. So it's just depending on what they put behind that siding to help kind of push that water away from the house. Are you seeing any water intrusion issues on the inside of the house anywhere around windows and doors and ceiling?
Not really, not intrusion, but I mean, there's some swelling, right? Like we saw a cable guy drilled a couple holes in the house and they were wrong and they didn't get filled. And I see some swelling and some weirdness.
Okay.
There's a little bit of, it's a split level, right? So that it's like a daylight basement. So there's some dry rot around the bottom of the window sills. I'm assuming would have to be replaced. So I'm aware they're going to uncover things. I just don't want to go in there thinking I'm going to spend 50 or 60 and end up being, you know, 200.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's what I would do if I was you, just to start out with. I would jump in and tackle that roof first. Get that thing dialed in. See what you got there. That way you can get that dialed in and then deal with the siding and the windows as a package that way. Because you want that siding and window contractor to do all their stuff at the same time in there. You don't want to have them come in and do windows and then come in and do siding. Just have them come in, rip all the siding off, do what they're going to do, and put windows in and then new siding. And that way you have kind of one, you have two projects there as I see it.
Well, the windows don't even replace. I would be doing siding and then my deck.
Oh, okay. So siding and deck. Siding cool.
And new deck boards, right? The structure's pretty good on the deck, but the boards are old, right? I used that coating you put on there and you lay both and it saves the wood and it worked for a couple of years, but you know, I know what's underneath there. I know it's coming apart. So
here's what I would do. I would work with your decking person that's going to be doing that. I would talk to both of those because what you want to do is you want to come in there and have them kind of take that siding off. And then you want your deck guy to come in there, whoever your deck company is, come in there and get that ledger board and everything installed. So that way they can flash that correctly where that deck attaches to the house. That way you're going to have that correctly done. So I would have that kind of like a symphony, get those two working together. That way you're good.
Right. And I know this is a slippery slope, but could you, I mean, seriously ballpark me on what, I mean, I'm without size, about 2,500 square foot house. I mean, where am I at? Am I spending $100 on this deal? Am I spending, you know, I want it done right. And I understand I'm kind of putting you in a spot, but I mean.
Yeah, here's the thing with a deck, you can spend $100 for a roof and a deck and siding. You're getting up there depending on what you do with the deck. You know, I mean, could you do this on a budget without a ton of hidden damage under $100? Yeah, you could.
Right.
So, but it's going to depend on what they do with the deck and materials. I mean, if you just throw in a inexpensive cedar deck out there, that's one thing. If you get in there and you're doing it what I'd call right with maybe composites, and then you've got you know, lighting, and you got gas running out there for your grill. I mean, you can spend a ton of money. You can spend 50 on a deck out there, getting crazy.
Oh yeah, I have a nice deck though, right?
You do, no question, man. But I mean, that's kind of how that goes. So it's kind of like asking what a car costs. You can go out and buy a Kia, and you can go out and buy a Rolls Royce, and it still has analog brakes and cool wheels.
So I'm not going to be able to stick you to a price then, huh?
Not really. I mean, here's what I would do. I would do your research, and I can send you to some people as well. If you want to email me at ath@kxl.com. I don't have any advertisers to do that stuff, so I don't have a dog in the fight, but I can get you out to, you know, kind of head the right direction to getting some good people out there that I would trust working on my house.
Yeah, I mean, I can think I could tackle it, but I know better. I've learned lessons in my age, right? I know when and say when, so it's just something I'm not willing to tackle at this point.
Dude,
so.
I wouldn't be doing my own roof either, and I know how to do it, so that's the thing. So, yeah. All right, man, thanks for calling in. All right, thanks, man. Thanks for listening to Around the House. All right, man, where's all this time gone?
We only got one segment left.
I know, and we've got a lot more content.
We got a lot.
Yeah. All right, let's talk technology when we come back, just as soon as Around the House returns.
News 101, KXL.
With Eric G. Thanks for listening. We've been having a great show today. Great callers. It's the last one of the year.
Man, 2018's in the books.
It is.
Almost.
Almost. Give us a few minutes for the show to end. But if you missed it and you're just joining us, it's going to be okay. We have this on a podcast. So you can go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Google, Alexa. You can listen to it just about anywhere out there. And if you can't find it, send us an email, ath@kxl.com, and we'll make sure and get you lined up there, as well as Facebook, because I want you to join us all week long. I'm going to have some fun this week with some new stuff that I'm planning on posting up. So head on over to Around the House with Eric G, or just the shortcut, @ath@kxl. And one other thing, too, I noticed we have a lot of people out there that follow and comment on stuff, but they're not actually liking and following the page. So we've got a lot of people on there. So if you're one of our regulars that are always chiming in, make sure you're liking and following the page, because that way you can see all the stuff. If you're just kind of diving in and out, you're going to miss some of that stuff. So that way you can kind of be a part of the group.
We got nearly about every day. We've got stuff up there. basically every day.
Yeah. I slowed down a little bit over the holidays because we're all busy. And I'll be honest, I was trying to stay a little bit off social media, taking a little bit of time off. But we're going to have some fun here. And there's only two people posting this stuff up. It's
the two of us.
Two of us. So we want to get you in the conversation on that stuff as well. And when I see stuff like with Sears or all this other stuff, or if there's a product recall, you'll see it there first.
Yep. Like when Orchard's Hardware was announced they were closing down, we had that up there as soon as the news people had it.
Yeah, it was quick. So I try to stay on top of that stuff as you do all week long. Well, hey, I wanted to talk about a little bit about some other stuff too I'm seeing changes. You know, I think that you're going to really see the elimination of gas powered lawnmowers. You know, you're going to see gas-powered leaf blowers. All of those things are going to be going away here in the next year or two. There are some really good ones that work. Just like anything, there are some bad ones that don't work. That Ego line that Skip Bedell uses, that he does a lot with, is great for outdoor power equipment. I saw a pretty bad fail of the DeWalt lawnmower. If you got that in your mix, look like with wet grass, it was a really bad fail. Mm. So you might want to,
especially here in the Northwest.
In the Northwest, I think you would see some seriously bad problems with that yellow lawnmower. So stay away from that one. I'd wait for maybe the next generation where they get those problems fixed. But
we're moving that way, though.
Yeah, I was watching Dirt Monkey do a review on it, and I think he was getting about 10 or 12 feet before the thing was overheating and shutting itself off.
Ooh.
No, and it wasn't that tall of grass, and it wasn't that thick of grass. So, no, that's not what you need. But some of these other ones work great. And so you just got to be careful with that stuff. But you're going to see that technology getting better and better and better, and which I like because you don't have to worry about having gas, which is a nice safety thing, as well as smelling like exhaust when you're out mowing the grass. Coming in smelling like exhaust and lawn clippings, at least you'll just be smelling like lawn clippings. So one thing I'm going to do this week that I want to have some fun with, I'm going to put up some polls on our Facebook page on Around the House. So I'm going to do, starting probably tomorrow, I'm going to start doing a poll a day. I want you to join in because we're going to talk about some new subjects. I want to kind of figure out what you guys want to hear.
You're going to help us shape the show.
We're going to have some big plans for 2019 coming ahead. I want to make sure that we're hitting all of your questions. And I know a lot of you don't like to call into radio shows. Totally get it. But I want to still give you a voice. So let's talk about that a little bit as well. And then I got some new music I'm going to be putting up. You know, we put some new holiday music up this year. I'm going to reload our music again and throw some more up here. We're going to have some fun. And then stay tuned for 2019 and guests. We're going to bat for the fences on a few of these, and I think we're going to get some of them. So we're going to have some fun. I want to get
Some big names,
and we'll just leave it at that. And I've been talking to a few of them. And the hard part always is, since we're a Saturday live show, is to get them on the show. So I'm going to try to do it. And the big thing is, we're going to try to make it so you can call in and ask them questions as well. So stay tuned for our big stuff in 2019, because I tell you what, it's going to be super, super fun. And thanks for listening this last year and making it a great show.
2018 was a great year, and we're looking forward to making 2019 even better.
Yes, we are, and that's all the time we got for this week and this year. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, John Eric, who ran the communications center and kept us on track, and Jeff Thomas, mixing it up over there and having a good time. Thank you, sir. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. We want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and, of course, renovation to your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
we have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.